It's 65 degrees. Well, somewhere. We're not quite sure where, but the sun is shining. The sky is blue. And yeah, it's definitely spring. And we're celebrating. Well, we are celebrating. We're celebrating with our KMUN membership drive, our spring membership drive. If you are a fan of any of our shows, of course. But especially the ones that have just been on, and you didn't get a chance to call, now's a great chance to call while I blather at you a little bit. Got a great show coming up, of course, because we have so many wonderful artists and arts going on in our area. But E-Town comes to you every week, and this is your chance to show your appreciation for them. Or you can wait and just show your appreciation for the arts. And some people do that all the time. Arts Live and Local, it's about now. And Arts Live and Local is brought to you in part by Columbia River Coffee Roaster, wholesaling fresh roasted coffees since 1992. At 279 West Marine Drive, the Old Finnish Meat Market, with Three Cups Coffee House up front, espresso, coffee, homemade baked goods, Wi-Fi, and gifts, open every day. And support for Arts Live and Local comes in part from Coast Weekend, your source for arts and entertainment news in the Columbia Pacific. Published weekly in the Wednesday Chinook Observer, the Thursday Daily Astorian, and online at coastweekend.com. I'll just let you know right up front that it's time for Arts Live and Local. This is Carol, your host. The numbers, absolutely imperative you have the numbers. And that would be 503-325-0010. Or 1-800-518-0010. And there are Heidi and Elizabeth are sitting there just waiting for your phone calls. Each show has a goal, as many of you know. The goal for this show is $500. And we have a challenge grant from Dennis J. Murphy, a very generous local person who appreciates coastradio.org, though he probably listens at 91.9. I'll tell you more about what's happening. First, I just want to give you a welcome to spring.
Spring cleaning, my dad loudly shouts. Let's clean out your closet and throw that junk out. Spring cleaning, it's April, I guess. I open the door and I'm buried in mess. Tell me where did it come from? Where can it go? Didn't I do this just 1 year ago? Dad says that he'll help me, but he'll never know. What stuff should stay and what stuff should go? He laughs when he sees me laid out on the floor, buried in junk 2 feet deep or more. I just can't imagine why you keep these things. You put your decisions all off till the spring. I said, Dad, don't you remember when you were a little kid? All of the things that you treasured and hid. In fact, come with me. And I led him upstairs to the attic. And what do you suppose we found there? We found 3 broke-down bicycles, 12 tambourines, 30 complete years of Mad magazines, Bazooka Joe comics, and an ashtray I made, and old Boy Scout jackknife with one broken blade, and a wall
Spencer,
six empty cans,
a gold pocket watch
without any hands.
He hands a pot of dead aloe,
a broke fishing pole, an old leather boot with a hole in the sole. He grinned kind of sheepish and said, I guess it's true, a treasure to me might look like trash to you. So we filled up the closet and nailed up the door. Went out to play catch, no spring cleaning no more.
Well, if the shoe fits, wear it. And boy, does that shoe ever fit me. So, John McCutcheon, of course, one of our regulars who keeps us going here with his music. And here's a few people who decided to keep us going. They called in their pledges earlier for other shows, and I want to give them a thank you. We have a donation from Thea and Lori from Astoria, a renewal from Mark from Astoria, and Nehalem Valley Psychological Business Renewal with thanks to our good friends Rose and Tom. And you too can give us a call and let us know just whatever you think life is worth with Coast Community Radio, because after all, for some of us, well, a lot of us can't even imagine life without Coast Community Radio. So I have my first guest here who is, well, he's been here a number of times, isn't that true?
That's true.
It's true. But this time he's here because something very exciting is going on, and that is that his band, Midas Digs, is, well, they've got 4 out of the 11. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Derek Moore is my guest, and the band is Midas Digs. And I have with me, right in my hand, the pre-release from the album Sovereign. Congratulations, Derek.
Thank you.
This is great.
Long time in coming.
But you do all kinds of music. You've played solo. You've played rock and roll, loud and crazy.
Yeah.
You've played soft folk music. The first time I recollect you coming out or mm-hmm. coming back into your music world was during the production of Hitchin.
Well, I've been playing music that whole time on my own, but I hadn't been playing outwardly live.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to, in that show, I got to do a part in the play, and that part had a song in it, and I got to play my guitar and just kind of be out. And a lot of people in Astoria, even though I'd lived here for 2 years at that point, didn't know who I was.
That's why we grabbed you. Oh, my God, do you believe this? A real musician who's been hiding out, and now we've got him. And you've been playing ever since. That's been...
Yeah, that was at least 3 years ago.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, maybe 4. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. So very exciting. So I do have some of your music, but I wanted to let you tell us a little bit about what this is. First of all, let's tell everybody what's happening. You are going to be playing at Coffee Girl on 39th Street. That's right out on the water, folks. It's a great space. And that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
What time are you playing?
3 to 5.
3 to 5. Okay. And who's with you?
Just Mike Morrow, my drummer. So it's just an acoustic, real simple. You know, it's a small place. But they are going to be twice as big now. So Coffee Girl's expanding.
I did not know.
Yeah, they the space just to the east of them, they bought that and have revamped and remodeled. I haven't been in there and seen it because they apparently just opened it up. So this is going to be, and they're going to start having regular music there.
Wonderful.
So this is like the kickoff.
Wow, nice.
To start
nice.
That off. So I think we'll be in the new section. I'm not sure exactly yet.
I can't even quite imagine because east of there, I thought was where you park or walk or stuff.
West of there, whatever. I think it was some sort of
office space
or something.
Yes, yeah. wonderful.
So
more music venues in Astoria, always desirable. So
you know, we'll just do a simple, I'll just play my acoustic guitar and Mike will be on his djembe and it'll be a simple.
Are you going to be playing the songs from Midas?
Only two off of this pre-release because two of those are a full band that doesn't work down to an acoustic very well.
Okay,
but most of the songs on the album I will be playing, yeah.
I'm going to put on right now Spin.
Where'd I go wrong? When did the sky come crumbling down? It's gentle.
Listening to Derek Moore from his brand new album, this band Midas Digs. The album is Sovereign. The piece we're hearing is Spin. So, Derek, tell us about this. Who's on this? I can tell it's not just the two of you. So.
Yeah, so I had some guest musicians come in, as you'll hear coming up soon. There's an English horn, which sounds like an oboe. It's a little bit lower. English horn is lower than an oboe. Mitch Imori is a guy from Portland who I met through a mutual friend. And then someone local who you know, Luke Yitzti. Plays for Blind Pilot. He's playing his double bass, but he's playing it with the bow, so it's
nice.
Stringing it. And a friend of his named Lauren Jacobson on the violin. And then towards the end, backup vocals from Andrea Mazzarella, who you know from
of course.
Around town,
everywhere else. Yeah. So now this is four cuts from the new album. It's a pre-release.
Yeah.
Are these finished, though? Are this what you're going to be using on the album? Okay,
yeah, those are mixed and mastered.
This sounds wonderful.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Mixed and mastered. And I knew it was going to take a long time to finish all 11 songs. And every time I play somewhere or talk about the music, somebody says, well, do you have something I could listen
to? Home.
So I thought I better finish a few of them.
Good.
Also, it helped me get used to what the process was in the recording to get it done.
And where did you record it?
That was at Bent Rabbit Studios with Dave Gager.
Oh, right here in Astoria.
Local. Yeah, he's really, really good.
Boy, this is a local piece.
Yeah,
here,
very local.
Wonderful talent. Wonderful talent. So now this is, oh gosh, I can hear that. I like that, the English horn. That's delicious.
Yeah,
what a nice touch. Yeah. Some of the other pieces, though, are what? More rock and roll?
Yeah, I mean, I would say my stuff tends to be somewhat intense. Lyrically and musically. And some of it's upbeat and just fun, and some of it's intense and powerful, and then others are going to be pretty quiet, more relaxed. Mm-hmm. There's probably at least three that are mostly acoustic.
So when you do this, where your lyrics are really important, How does that work when the sound is really big? Doesn't it sometimes you lose some of the vocal, or what do you think?
No, it's all in the mixing, as long as you get the right level of where it all works. I try and... So I always write the music first. More musically oriented. So I just get how I'm feeling, or I get something that sounds good. And then I take a while and try and find lyrics that are suitable or match that sound. And so I have started writing songs before where the lyrics that I started writing were kind of... I kind of pushed them, and then I thought, this doesn't feel like the music. I really like that to work, at least for me. So... Mm-hmm.
Do you play some just instrumentals?
No, not on this album. No, I mean, I love singing, so.
Yes, and you're good at it.
Down the road, I very well might, but it's probably going to depend on musicians that I play with.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was curious because you said you write the music first.
Yeah.
Why not just stop there sometimes?
Yeah, and maybe I will. Maybe I would. But I think what I needed in this particular set of songs was to express what I was feeling inside. Because a lot of these songs are come from a place of darkness, from pain, struggle.
A lot of and completely personal.
Yeah, and I needed to get it out. And so I had to get it out, not only with the music, but through the words as well. So. Yeah.
When I'm
playing on stage, most of my emotion comes through my voice. Mm-hmm. Some of it on the guitar, but I tend to play rather rhythmically and with tempo, kind of. Mm-hmm. So if it's it more comes out through my voice and the words.
And I'm looking, so each one of these is different in terms of who's with you on it. This is the most involved. Spin. Yeah. You also have Steal the Sky with Luke Yetsti and Sunshine?
Mm-hmm. Sunny Hazel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And Break is solo? Or with drums only?
No, it's the full band. So
who's in the band?
Well,
you have all these guests.
Yeah, but, at the top. So right. That's in flux at the moment. So the band that I had before was myself and Mike, Brandon Bowers playing on the bass, and Jordan Okunewski on the keyboards.
Okay.
And but we actually haven't played in a year because everybody got sort of busy. Jordan left town, and we're recording a lot. So it kind of has come to a place of we're not exactly sure what's happening with that. I do eventually want to take this music on the road and tour and try and make a career out of it. And the guys, it would be a stretch for them to do that. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a temporary thing at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad they said, let's play local shows as much as we can.
I was going to say, we get to be the tryout and that everybody's willing to play right here. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
My guest is Derek Moore. His band is Midas Digs. And the album, this is a pre-release that you will be able to get tomorrow at his show.
Yep.
He'll be at the Coffee Girl on 39th Street tomorrow from 3 to 5 in the new space, which is going to be a blast. But it's still just go down that long pier to 39th on 39th and you'll find it. And
just a shout out to Alicia Ned. Do you know?
Yes,
know
of course.
She is the
wonderful
one who's
singer.
In charge of the music for this now.
Oh, good.
And so she's setting up the music. But
excellent.
You've probably heard her voice. It's fabulous.
Beautiful.
She's going to be singing a couple of songs with us too.
Good.
So.
And another more local talent grew up here, has played and made concerts, been right here in the studio. And I want to mention that Derek was on Coast Community Radio almost exactly a year ago. A year ago yesterday, were you here for St. Patty's?
It was on St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You didn't come on purpose for St. Patty's, did you? Or I can't remember.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I played a few Irish songs.
You did.
Well, and then I think I was just here to help with the pledge drive.
Oh.
Just kind of for
there
fun.
There you go. Well, with him was a good friend and a good friend of mine, of the community, and of the station. And that was Mark Josephs. That was fun, wasn't it?
That was great. He was incredible.
he just picked it up, whatever you did.
I'd never heard the songs before. He just said, what key are they in? And he grabbed his harmonica that was in the right key and then played it like we'd practiced it for 5 years.
That's Mark. Well, Mark died in January. It was a shock to all of us here in the community. Mark started the Tenor Guitar Gathering 7 years ago, and the joy is that Josh Reynolds stepped up to the plate along with the board of the Tenor Guitar Foundation, and there will be a Tenor Guitar Gathering this early June, and we will have lots of people coming in. And Karen, Mark's wife, brought in a very generous gift in memory of Mark for Coast Community Radio's pledge drive. Elizabeth?
Hi. I'm happy to be visiting. This is Pledge Drive, and during this wonderful show, thank you very much to Cindy, who is pledging a penny for every hour Carol has spent putting together Arts Live and Local.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
This one show or the 15 years worth?
15 years of pennies. In thanks for your labors of love.
Thank you. That's great. We'll have to figure that one out.
We'll figure this one out. And thank you to Heidi for her renewal. Thank you
very much. Oh, thank you, Heidi. Heidi's also on the phones. So, yeah, so the donations come from everywhere, and we are humbled and proud at the same time to be able to bring you this incredible radio station and to have your support. And I think this may be one of my first donations from one of our supporters who left us, but his spirit is still here, and I had no idea until I looked it up and saw that just exactly a year ago, Derek, my guest, and Mark Josephs were on this radio playing for Pledge Show, yeah. And it was quite a time. Thank you to all of you who have been pledging and who will continue to. I can't wait to figure out this. How many hours it takes. Yeah.
I just want to give the phone number of 503-325-0010. Give us a call and pledge your support for this wonderful program that gives so much to our community. All the announcing of all the wonderful things that happen, the arts events, the interviews, and especially, hey, folks, if your arts organization has perhaps benefited at all from Arts Live and Local, this would be a perfect time to call up and make a pledge of support, 503-325-0010.
And we have gifts for you galore that Elizabeth and Heidi will be glad to share with you, including, I'll just mention this right now so I don't forget, because I know this is going to be meaningful to some of you, the Shanghai Roller Dolls are rolling out tomorrow evening, and we've got two tickets for you if you would like them. And we've also got delicious food and beverage from the Bridgewater Bistro and from one of the theaters which graces our area, the Columbia Theater. That is in Longview, Washington, and this is a gift value of $70, two tickets for the concert of your choosing at Longview's Columbia Theater. It's a gorgeous theater, same vintage as the Liberty. So lots and lots of thank you gifts. The biggest one, of course, is your support for this radio station. Hey, Derek, congratulations again. Thank you so much for coming in. And thanks for sharing your music with our community first before you get famous and go on the road.
Well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we'll keep supporting you.
There you go. Good. Okay.
Derek Moore, tomorrow at the Coffee Girl on 39th Street from 3 to 5. Check him out. And I have, again, 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. You might want to call now before my next guest comes in, my next guests, I should say. And that would be, I'm going to play you a little bit of music from my next guest. This is a phenomenal album, which I just received. I have a feeling it, 2016, it just came out. Meredith K. Clark doing Joni Mitchell's Blue. Have a listen and then stay tuned for Meredith and Monk Chris Hubbard telling you what it's all about. Thanks for being here, folks. Thanks for calling in your support to Coast Community Radio.
They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. So I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away.
We're hearing Meredith K. Clark sing Joni Mitchell. And before we talk to Meredith, Elizabeth is here with something to say.
I want to thank the Carol, the Fadell family from Nova Scotia.
The Fadell family.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fadell? Is it Fadell?
Well, it's an inside joke, but yes, the Faddells.
Thank you. And they called in. And
that's Nova Scotia, Boudelier's Point. The littlest Faddell is only 10 months old.
Mm-hmm. Well, I
and then there's Dad Fad, whom I've known since before he was born.
Well, they called up. Also, Kate from Nakata in honor of Mark Joseph.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And to Carol for your great community service.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay. Now, as long as we're up, we've got a little bit more of the music.
Coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees.
It's not coming on Christmas, but sadly, they are cutting down trees around here. And we are honoring our river. So let me bring down... Not down. I don't want to bring anyone down right now. I want you to stay up and keep calling us. 503-325-0010, 800-518-0010. But I do want to let you hear from Meredith K. Clark. Hey, Meredith, welcome.
Hello. Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's great. Finally. Finally. We knew we could do it, but we hadn't quite done it yet. So, and also Mont Chris Hubbard. Hi, Mont Chris.
Hello.
Now, is that, do people call you Mont or Mont Chris? Or?
They call my father Mont, and they call me Mont Chris or Chris.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Northern California.
Okay. And how about you, Meredith?
I grew up in Kansas City, Missouri.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So I don't really know how old you are. You're both, compared to me, very young, but not 10 months. So you're somewhere in between.
I think I can speak for Meredith when I can say we're both older than we've ever been.
Very good. Very nice. Very nice. But I'm just wondering, because you are obviously a Joni Mitchell fan, when did you first hear Joni Mitchell?
I first heard her when I was in college. I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and someone played her music for me when I was in college.
What year is that-ish?
Late 90s.
Okay.
And so, you know, the album was almost 30 years old even at that point.
Yeah.
And I was immediately drawn to her music, and I think what's been the case with her music is it's been like an onion. I keep peeling away layers and discovering things that maybe didn't apply to me a few years ago do now. And I understand, crying like you do when you peel an onion.
That's an interesting description, though. I like that idea of you were immediately attracted to it, but now it's continued to grow. Mm. So when did you decide? Well, first of all, let me just give a little bit of background.
Sure.
And then I'll let you talk some more, but I met Meredith at the Longview Columbia Theater, which I just mentioned has offered us two tickets for the concert of your choosing. Now, Meredith was not in concert at that time, but you were after that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they it's an astounding theater.
It's and a beautiful space.
Yeah, it's a beautiful space, and it's another 1925 theater that's been just cleaned up and upgraded, and it's beautiful. And also they do something called stage door concerts. Was yours a stage door concert?
It was a stage door concert.
I really like that.
It was very intimate, small.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we were at that night that I met you.
Yes.
And when I heard what you were doing, I said, wow, maybe someday you'll come to KMUN. Well,
here we are.
But we're here now because you have a show coming up on April 3rd. Only it's not in Longview. It's at the Coaster Theater.
In Cannon Beach.
Yes. And Montcris is doing double duty here today.
That's right.
With the Coaster Theater as well. So your background, though, is as a professional singer. When I read that, and I had just seen Wicked in Portland, so I knew who this was, that you played Elphaba. Is that how you say it?
It is,
Elphaba,
yeah.
In Wicked, in the national tour.
Right.
And you've done many, many roles in concert. What is your background? Did you study music?
I did. Well, I studied musical theater and lived for a decade in New York City as a professional musical theater performer, and did a lot of musical theater out of New York City. And then about 3 years ago, moved to Portland, and have been doing theater in Portland and Seattle. But the whole time in my musical theater career, I've been playing guitar, singing folk music.
Do you write any?
I do.
You do?
I do,
oh, okay.
Yeah. This is the Joni Mitchell Project is something I've been doing for about a year. My daughter was born a year ago, and after her birth, I started singing Joni Mitchell around the house and was really connecting to the music again. And we had the idea, well, let's play the whole album. Let's play Blue. Let's see what that sounds like to perform an album from beginning to end. And so,
when you say we, do you mean
Montcris and
Montcris and you? Now, have you been musical partners for a long time, or
we met shortly after I moved to Portland? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And we worked on a few things together, and had played a couple different sorts of things together. She was on a show of mine.
Mm-hmm. Played in your band for your variety show.
That's right.
Yeah,
we're going to see. We have two extremely accomplished people here, although they look very, you know, they look like normal folks. They walking around, you know, stuff like that. But I was amazed when I started reading up on you. So you were singing Joni Mitchell around the house, mm-hmm. and you decided, let's see how this goes. Was it an immediate yes? Did you have an affinity for Joni Mitchell?
I didn't have any sort of special relationship with Joni's music. I knew the album, and I liked it. And I don't think I knew it super well. But when we listened to it, you know, the piano parts which that's what I'm responsible for, by the way, is playing the piano parts for the album. They're very interesting and uniquely voiced and played, and so I grew to really love them. They're really nice to play.
Are you, in your own life, you are a professional musician
that's
and
right.
musical director.
Yes.
What is your own personal music choice? Are you a rock uh-oh, we're in trouble now, folks. Yes.
Well, you know, I like rock and roll.
I thought so. I had this suspicion
but,
that it might be the case, yes.
But, you know, there's not as much money in rock and roll these days. I do a lot of theater music professionally.
Right, and that brings us around to the... It's all one big, happy, organic circle here.
That's
because
right.
Right now, the show that's going on at the Coaster is The Apple Tree. And guess who the musical director is? Shazam! It's Moncris Hubbard.
That's
I'm going
right.
like, whoa, how did this happen? Did this really? So it's wonderful. The show is going on now through April 16th.
Uh-huh.
And... are you playing solo in it, or do you have a couple of others, or what?
It's just me on piano, and there's a little bit of percussion, although I have one cast member helping me out during an intermission with some of the percussion. But it's just piano, and, gosh, I should know this, a 10-person, 12-person cast?
I can't tell you that either. And I had this in my brain, but there is so much theater going on here right now.
Yeah.
That actually 12 Angry Men is going on and has
story. Oh, there's the 12, yes. Pack.
There's the 12, so no. I'm wondering if this was the four who played all the parts in the original, but in this version they made it into eight.
It's a little more. The Apple Tree is a show. It's by Harnick and Bach, who wrote Fiddler on the Roof, most famously.
And She Loves Me.
And She Loves
Me. And both of those are in, revivals on Broadway
That's
right
true.
Now
That's
as
true.
We speak. I'm going like, whoa.
So this
we
show.
Are so in tune.
Apple Tree is not as well known, but it has some really, really beautiful music. And it's in three acts that aren't, they're only... just barely thematically related. There's the first act is about Adam and Eve. The second one is based on a short story called The Lady or the Tiger, a very famous short story from the 19th century.
Right.
And then the third act is a retelling of the Cinderella story. So originally the idea was to have three actors play the three leads in each act.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our lead actress playing the same part in each three acts, but then the rest is split up. And so we have a nice large ensemble. And they get a chance to do a lot of things.
Right. Yeah. Have you worked at the Coaster before?
This is my first time.
How did that happen?
Well, a friend of mine, also from Portland, has done the job that I'm doing now in the past.
I see.
In the fall, he worked on Once Upon a Mattress, and I think he's done other shows there. And he sort of
recommended
set us
you
up.
To.
Yes.
Very nice. Very nice. I love it. And so you're here every weekend.
I am.
For the duration.
For the duration.
And the shows are mostly, I believe, Friday and Saturday.
We have Fridays and Saturdays with additional Sunday shows. Mm-hmm. Well, this weekend is a Sunday show. And then right before our Blue concert, we'd have a Sunday matinee. So the Sunday shows are at 3 o'clock.
Right.
It's this Sunday and then Sunday, April 3rd.
And the Blue concert is on a Sunday April 3rd.
That's right.
So the Coaster is staying quite busy, and my guests are part of what's keeping them so busy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as I walked into that space,
yeah,
I thought, this is a great space for our Blue
yeah.
show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
and it's a great space, period.
Yes, it is.
We were just talking about the Longview Theater, which seats, I think, 800 and something. The Coaster seats 200.
About, yes. It's much more intimate.
And it's every seat is a win, actually.
Yes.
So it's a great place to see. We have spring going on right outside the window. So... The water, plants are being watered, and so we will have gorgeous summer flowers. In the meantime, coming back to this Blue show, and by the way, again, folks, if you call us, 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010, can have a ticket to one of the shows at the Coaster, only I believe that the, I'm not sure, but this is the season shows, so I think the Blue show is separate. So we want to, I've got it on my calendar already for sure. So Meredith, are you involved in something in Portland at this time too? I know you're involved in a one-year-old.
Yes.
who knows how to hold up her, okay, faddle, listen up. When someone asks you how old you are, you got to put one finger up. You have to wait a couple of months, though.
That's right. She did that right before we came into the studio,
did.
Didn't she?
I was pretty blown away. Yeah. But, wow, this
well,
is...
Yeah, I'm actually doing the Blue Concert right now at Portland Center Stage in Portland. We did one this last Monday, and then this coming Monday we have a concert in Portland. So that's what we're working on right now. And
nice.
Then about a week break for the Easter holiday, and then we come out to Cannon Beach to
okay.
do it out here.
And
yeah.
you brought, but we're going to not play live. They're going to have to come to your concert for that.
Sure,
although
yeah.
maybe you guys will come back to Astoria sometime and just do music.
We'd be happy
oh yeah,
to.
We'd love to.
But you've brought your is that an Appalachian dulcimer?
Yes, it
or?
Is.
Yeah,
Appalachian dulcimer.
Appalachian uh-huh. dulcimer, and you play guitar.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Any other?
No, that's it. When I wanted to play blue, I knew I needed to learn how to play the dulcimer. So I actually learned how to play
oh,
to do this mm-hmm. album justice and play and to get the sound that Joni really really nailed, made famous.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And then as far as shows in Portland, do you just audition for them? How does that work? Is that
I
it?
Do.
That,
yeah. Just okay. Depending okay. on what the seasons are
yep.
there and
yep.
what's happening, I'm available to perform. I've taken some time off for mm-hmm. my daughter, but mm-hmm. But yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
yeah.
So, and Moncris, you're a full time musician.
That's right.
Yeah, musician and music director. And
that's right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm working at the Coaster Theater through mid-April, and then I also am going to take a couple weeks. Vacation to rest mm-hmm. my fingers. We have some blue shows coming up. I have a mm-hmm. bunch of shows in Portland accompanying other singers.
Mm-hmm.
And I just put out a couple CDs of solo piano music.
Okay.
Trying to stay very,
okay. yeah.
very busy and very varied.
One, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the idea. We need to put this out to folks that the arts are not only viable as bringing joy and peace and harmony and cooperation, you can also make a living.
You can.
It's hard.
I'm sure a lot of parents out there aren't happy for us to
I think
kids.
Both of our lives are like patchwork quilts. We're always working on something
Absolutely.
New and,
yeah.
and piecing it together.
Well, that's part of the creative life, though, is mm-hmm. that you have stuff come up, and instead of saying, well, I can't do it because I have a 9-to-5, is being able to. But, yeah.
That's right.
You guys have to pay the bills, too.
Right.
So,
but we're really lucky. Yeah. The places we get to go and the people yeah. we get to meet because of our art, it's
right.
It's
and
a
it's
rich
hard
life.
Work. There's no mm. question about mm. it. You know, rest your fingers, rest your voice, you know, all of it. But it's so fulfilling. So
it really is.
Yeah.
Having people appreciate the music that we play is
yeah.
quite something.
Yeah.
And that's how we feel right here on Coast Community Radio, our community radio station. And we would love for you to call in, folks, and let us know that you appreciate it, too. And I did get a call, or I did get a donation from one of our regulars who comes in with the North Coast Symphonic Band, and many, many, she wears many, many hats in this community, and that would be Janet, with a big thank you for your donation as well. So thanks, folks. We have met our challenge grant. We're still waiting for your calls. We would love to double and triple and quadruple to show the support that the arts have in this community. And I don't know whether we say break a leg to musicians, so I'll be careful what I say. But because the last guy who was just in here, our friend Derek, had, he's just walking again. So I'm careful what I say. But my guests, Meredith K. Clark, you know, is there another one on here that I can put on right now?
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Play Carrie.
Carrie.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
We're both on that
four.
One.
We
okay.
are both on
yeah.
that one.
Okay. I think, let's see if I get it right. Whoops, let's see.
Should we mention that tickets are available at coastertheater.com?
Now we shouldn't mention that.
Okay. Well, maybe. We don't give prices, but we certainly give. And also, if you guys have websites or someplace where people can find you.
We're eminently Googleable.
Yeah.
Googleable. Okay. Yeah. Here's a trick, though. Meredith is spelled M-E-R-I.
That's right.
That's true.
D-E-T-H-K-K-A-Y-E, Clark. And Monk Chris, not exactly a common name, M-O-N-T. Separate C-H-R-I-S Hubbard.
That's right.
And thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Thank you so much, folks.
I know you think you're listening to Joni Mitchell, but you're actually listening to Meredith K. Clark. Get out and see her with Monk Chris on April 4th.
April 3rd.
Good. See? Sunday. Yes. Thanks so much for coming
in. You're
welcome.
Thank you.
Bottle of wine, and we'll laugh and toast to nothing and smash our empty glasses down. Let's have a round for these freaks and these soldiers, a round for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the bright red devil who keeps me in this tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cane.
Carrie, get out your cane.
I'll put on some silver.
I'll put on some silver.
Oh, you're a mean old but I like you, I like you, I like you, I like you. Maybe I'll go to Amsterdam, or maybe I'll go to Rome and rent me a grand piano and put some flowers around my room. But let's not talk about fare thee wells now. The night is a starry dome, and they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the mantle of moon. Come on, Carrie, get out your cane.
Carrie, get out your cane.
I'll put on some silver.
I'll put on some silver.
Oh, you're a mean old daddy, but I like you.
And again, that's Meredith K. Clark playing Joni Mitchell's Blue. And I have my last guest today, but first I want to give you the numbers, 503-325-0010, and give us a call, or 1-800-518-0010. Give us a call and let us know that you appreciate the arts and that Coast Community Radio is the only place in the world that you are going to hear about the local art scene, and that local extends quite a ways. Oh, thank you, Issa. Thank you very much.
Yay,
appreciate it. Yeah.
Issa's a great gal.
Yes, and another one of our programmers, too. We all appreciate each other because this station keeps us alive. And Kevin Violette is here with me. Hi, Kevin.
Hello. So nice to be here. Thank you.
And Kevin was a programmer.
Sure.
And do you ever, I haven't heard you recently.
You know, I have not. Not for some years. I really enjoyed my time. You know, I was on the air the second day KMUN was on the air.
Ooh, all right.
They went on the air on a Sunday, and that first Monday, Liam Dunn and I did our show, The Here and Now.
Oh, wow.
The first Monday of all time of KMUN. So that shows that I'm not a young guy.
Everybody's young compared to me, so it's okay. But you're here because a very special event is happening tomorrow evening. And, I've been following this ever since it happened, made the event necessary. It is a benefit for a young man, 26-year-old Samuel Wesley Whitehorn, who is the partner of Bridget Kitson, Maggie Kitson's daughter. And Sam was unfortunately, tragically, assaulted by some Seahawk fans. This is football we're talking, folks. He was wearing a Green Bay Packers beanie, and they didn't like it. So they pushed him, and he went down, pushed him hard, and he fractured his skull. He's got a concussion, brain hemorrhage. He's been undergoing surgeries. He's doing really, really well. However, it's going to be a long, long haul. And I understand that folks in the community have, and there is a website where you can support and keep posted. But people in the community, especially our local musicians, wanted to help out and do something for him. And so Maggie's going to be facilitating. Bruce Thomas Smith is going to open the show tomorrow evening at the Cannon Beach Legion. This is Saturday night. Bruce is going to open at 8 o'clock, and then the Kevin Violette Experience, and we're going to hear all about that, is going to be playing, and then the Pagan Pancakes, of which Kevin is also a member, will take over. And then at about 10 o'clock, there'll be a silent auction. All of this is donated time and goods, and it is a benefit for Sam Whitehorn. The one thing they could use, if you want to bring some potluck, that would be great. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of high spirits, and really good music. So, Kevin, what's the story? What is the Kevin Violette Experience?
Well, first of all, I'd like to stress that even though it's at the American Legion Hall in Cannon Beach, it is open to the general public.
Oh, totally, yes.
And we're hoping that you all will come who hear and care. From all over the county and Tillamook County, too.
And love good music.
Yes. So it's for a good cause, and it's exciting. And before I talk about my own band, I want to brag up the fact that this is the first time the Pagan Pancakes have played in several years.
Oh.
Now, for those of you who may not have heard of the Pagan Pancakes, this is a band that started around here in Astoria in early 1984 and has been playing off and on since then. So that makes us 32 years young this year.
I did not realize. So
this is a veteran outfit, not some fly-by-night boys. And we've had our differences at times, but we have reformed specifically, I might say, specifically to help out Samuel Whitehorn.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that people will appreciate that. It's been good for us and healing to get together again, and I hope it ends up being a healing thing for Sam and all of his family.
And if you don't know any of the people we're talking about, just check it out because it's going to be great music, and you'll know when you're there that it feels good. Besides,
so the Pancakes is a band that's formed by my friend Liam Dunn. He's a songwriter and singer, and is quite the showman, and has written many excellent songs.
Absolutely,
he's going to be laying them out for us and pouring his heart out on the stage. It's a pleasure to be playing with him again, and I hope you'll come and see that. We don't know when again. You know, this might be your only chance.
Great opportunity.
Not to be negative, but you never know.
That's so, true.
And Joey Patnod is going to be playing the guitar with us. Tom Peake, the best drummer in the county.
Yep.
I am playing the bass. Liam Hung, rhythm guitar. That's a good band. Okay, the Kevin Violette Experience, as you asked about.
Mm-hmm.
This is a band that I formed to play my original songs.
Mm.
So we are going to be playing my original tunes. And I've got a dozen or so planned to play, and I'm proud of them. And I think that if you give them a fair listen, you're going to like my songs too.
Fantastic. Okay, once again, just a reminder, this is tomorrow evening. You're going to have a hard time choosing, I know. This is in Cannon Beach at the Legion. Best way, it's a middle exit or from a Highway 101 if you're going there. And then it's a little bit north of the middle exit. And
it's what they call Midtown Cannon Beach.
Right.
Not the downtown area, but
between
that downtown area.
South
of the downtown.
Right. You can find it easily. You can just ask anyone if you haven't been there. And it's a good space. I have been to many gatherings there, actually, for some of our friends, and good space for music. So, Kevin, you have your guitar.
I do.
What are you going to play for us?
I was going to play one of my tunes. It's called New Year's Day, because we're always making resolutions. I was calling it From Now On for a while, because that's the words in the song, but it's New Year's Day. I'm turning over a new leaf. I'll be good from now on. I'm turning over a new leaf. I'll be good from now on. I'll never tell a lie or speak an unkind word. And I'll go back for seconds, but not for thirds. And I won't repeat that rumor that I heard about your bird. From now on, I'll go to bed quite early and rise with the sun. And as the day progresses, I'll get things done. I'll make a list of things to do, cross them off one by one. From now on, I'll be good. From now on, I'll be good. I'll call my mom, hi mom, like I should. I'll be good. From now on, I'll wipe the smirk off my face and stand up straight. And when it's now or never, I won't hesitate. When the time has come to say I love you, I won't wait until it's too late. From now on, no more pessimism or hypocrisy. And I'll keep my hope alive with possibility. I will be the kind of person I used to be when I was three. Pure and good. From now on, I'll be good. From now on, call my mom, hi mom, like I should. I'll be good. From now on.
Oh, Kevin, that's delightful.
Thank
you. I'm not going to ask. I'm just not going to ask when you made that resolution and whether you ever followed it through. No. I don't want to know.
Ongoing process.
There you go. When is the Kevin Violet experience solo?
No, this is going to be, I'm glad you asked. My good friend, Tom Peake, who was also the drummer in the Pagan Pancakes.
And most other bands
right.
in the area.
Yeah, this is an invaluable local musician, let me
Absolutely.
Tell you. And also maybe the best musician in most of the bands that he's in. But anyway, he's a good guy, and he's encouraged me to put my stuff out there. He's been the most encouraging of my friends, and I really thank him for it. And also Bob Lennon, well-known local guy who plays mandolin and guitar and sings, but he's playing bass with us. And so that's fun to have Bob with us, Bob Lennon. A lot of people know him, so.
Yeah.
So it's a trio right now.
Okay.
We might add another. I'd like to add a rhythm guitar or some other kind of instrument, but we need to find the right person, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But
so is this the first time you're playing
this? Will be
as
a worldwide debut, yes.
Ooh,
under this, with this lineup, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the very exciting, and I really appreciate that that you guys have made that effort to come together for...
It was Joey, I think Joey's idea, and thank Joey Patnod for getting it. He said, would you guys? And we said, okay, yes, it's for a good cause, and give us a chance to flex our muscles again and get together again as a band, and it's a nice feeling.
It's wonderful.
The rehearsals are going great. We're rehearsing again tonight. We sound fine. It's going to be good.
I can't wait to hear you guys. Yeah. This is wonderful. Yeah. Tomorrow evening, and again, it's at the American Legion, as Kevin reminds us. All are welcome.
All are welcome.
And starts at 8 with Bruce Smith, and then the Kevin Violet Experience, my guest, and then the Pagan Pancakes together, their reunion, and this is pretty exciting. There'll also be a silent auction, and it is a potluck, so pack up something delicious and bring it along.
Good.
And in the meantime, this show and this radio station is also a potluck, isn't it, Kevin?
Yeah, it looks really nice out there in the lobby. There are people there answering the phones and saying hello and thank you to the people that call.
And so we
and
need
there's
you
food
to
here.
Call.
If you come in to pick up your premium today, there'll be snacks.
Oh, okay. So we need you to call, and the number is 503-325-0010, 800-518-0010. All three lines are open, folks. I will thank Janet and Karen and Cindy and my my Faddle family. And,
oh, yes. Thanks
and
to all of them.
Kate and Heidi and nice. David Lee Myers Photography.
Oh, man.
That is a business.
Yes, good
and,
for them.
Carolyn in Long Beach. Oh, how lovely. Couldn't miss the opportunity to pledge on your show. Thank you so much. And Alexandra. And also in memory of our very good friend, Mark Josephs. Don't forget the Tenor Guitar Gathering coming up in June.
Oh, that'll be fun.
It's going to be fantastic. Thank you so much, Kevin. I've got a couple of things
You're
I'm going to announce here, folks.
I'll
but I do
out.
Want you to call. Okay.
Thanks again, Carol. Bye.
You bet. And here's what's happening. Tonight, the Peninsula Players Ain't Retirement Grand at the River City Playhouse, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 12 Angry Men at the Performing Arts Center in Astoria, 16th and Franklin. That's a benefit for the PAC. I saw it last weekend. It's a must-see. It's only Friday and Saturday, and then it's over. Coaster, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, The Apple Tree, and also Tuesday, The Spring Fling with Tim Mooney. Barn Community Playhouse, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, nothing serious. The Hannon Playhouse in Raymond, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's a scream. That's all theater, folks. And then Sand Trap with Bill and Charlie Wadhams and The Adrift, The Horde, and The Harem, Friday and Saturday. Kate Krebs, Sunday and Monday, and Pretty Gritty. Oh, I like that band. Tuesday and Wednesday, Gala has Behind the Emerald Curtain at 6 tonight with Chili. And then the movie is going to be from 7 to 7:30 with some special guests to help us know what's going on. Tomorrow, Saturday, Shanghai Roller Dolls, 6 o'clock at the Armory. I've got two tickets for you if you call in with a donation. Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum has the Peninsula Quilt Show Saturday and Sunday and today, but it's over for today. Peninsula Performing Arts Center, Naomi Hooley and Rob Stroop. They are terrific. Moody Sister, and that's...